With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A pair of public hearings to determine land use issues in Milton led into Tuesday's Region of Queens Council meeting. The first was an application for development agreement to allow Samantha Corner and Robbie Lee Murphy to establish an automobile repair shop at 16 Edward Street. Several letters supporting the application were received, and no one in the gallery rose to spoke against. In session, council voted unanimously to enter the development agreement. The second public hearing involved a zoning change to permit the construction of a multi-unit building on the former Garriga land on the corner of Highway 8 and Bridget Street in Milton. Several people rose to speak in opposition to the project, citing road safety issues, loss of a public view of the river, and the need for fire departments to have access to a dry well on site to fill their trucks. Mayor Darlene Norman says council discussed the fact the road is already at the lowest speed limit permitted of 50 kilometers per hour, and there are no passing lanes along that stretch of highway. Norman also indicated Milton already has several public park areas, including the outdoor pool and Pine Grove Park, and is well-serviced in that regard. Norman says council listened to Planning and Development Director Mike McLeod when he said fire department and public access to the site would be guaranteed when the sale agreement is finalized.
Ensuring that there's access for fire departments to that dry hydrant, as well as there's a public boat launch on that site, and public access to that will also remain.
During the session, council voted to allow the zoning changes by a margin of 6-2, with councillors Brown and Fancy voting against. Council started their session by approving a tender for bulk salt trucking. They accepted a submission by Van Dyke Excavation and Trucking in the amount of $49.95 plus HST per metric ton. Director of Engineering and Public Works Adam Grant said every municipality across the province is experiencing large increases for salt delivery, and Queens is no different, as the $49.95 approved by council is roughly $8.50 per ton higher than last year. Next, council voted to send the province the results of the Municipal Electoral Boundary Review. As previously reported, the review recommends keeping council composition the same, with 7 councillors and 1 mayor, but realigning the districts, so the former town of Liverpool will now only have representation from 2 councillors. Council then approved a request from the South Queens Chamber of Commerce to allow alcohol consumption on municipal property as part of the Lunenburg International Theatre Festival opening night festivities. A review of job descriptions for public works employees was the next item on the agenda, followed by a funding request from the Greenfield Community Park Society. The organization is developing a community recreation area behind the Greenfield Recreation Center and school, starting with a walking trail. Council agreed to contribute $9,400 from the Community Investment Fund to the project. The 2 public hearing items were then discussed and decided before council voted on a new deputy mayor. Councillor Jack Fancy was elected to serve in that role for the last 2 years of this council's mandate. The deputy mayor receives no additional pay and fills in for the mayor when they're unavailable. In the discussion portion of the session, council received a report from staff on the Lost at Sea Memorial being proposed for Fort Point Park. Staff raised concerns about disturbing underground infrastructure on the site and the removal of trees from the park. Members of the diversity and inclusion team also recommended that proponents of the memorial consult with local Mi'kmaq regarding their inclusion on the memorial. Council then discussed a request from Yarmouth Mayor Pam Mood, asking Region of Queens to forward on to the province a letter of support for the main ferry. Finally, Council added an agenda item to discuss whether traffic safety studies should be included by developers looking for permission to build in Queens. Staff will contact other municipalities in Nova Scotia to determine what common practices are in place and bring a report back to Council. According to the region's calendar, the next council meeting will be on the road in Port Medway. The meeting will take place at the Fire Hall starting at 6 p.m. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.